This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Brothers and sisters, if somebody said to you a month ago that the world will be moving towards an almost lockdown, schools, colleges, universities, shops would be closed, vast majority of people would be working from home if they could. Not only that, subhanallah, masajid would be closed. You and I would have laughed at them. And look at where we are today. And where are we today? That's the question that we need to ask ourselves. As Muslims, you know, many have defined this time as a time of fitna, trials, tribulation, strife. Where does the word fitna come from? The word fitna actually comes from the word fatantu dhahab. Fatantu dhahab is when you warm up gold, and when you warm up the gold, then the scum comes out and you leave pure gold. Really, that's where we are today. This is a trial and tribulation for all. And for the believers, we need to show that we will not fall into this fitna, but we will be that pure gold. But subhanallah, you know, you look around and you see, you know, Muslims hoarding toilet paper. You see videos of people with trolleys load of food. You know, subhanAllah, don't you trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You know, isn't this time a time of sabr and patience? Isn't this time where the Muslims are a step and a notch higher than others? Isn't this a time where believers are people, you know, who are caring for other individuals? It's a time where believers should shine, but what's happened? You know, we go with the herd. We go with the masses. And our tradition is what? Our tradition is that tradition where a group of prisoners were brought to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the Sahaba, "Who will take these prisoners home and feed them?" And the Sahabi said, "Me, O Messenger of Allah." So he takes these prisoners home, and he asked his wife, "Is there anything to eat?" She said, "We only have enough food for our children." He said, "Put the children to bed hungry. And then when you bring the food, because the food was only enough for the prisoners, pretend, put the lantern on and then knock the lantern down. And then we will eat in dark, but we won't eat. But the prisoners will think that we've eaten with them and they will carry on eating." This Sahabi does this. Nobody knows this beside him, his wife, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the next day he goes into the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the verses are revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And whilst he enters the gathering of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Messenger of Allah says, "Glad tidings, for last night Allah revealed these verses. يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ." They give preference to others, even if they are in need themselves. Brothers, sisters, so what if your children don't eat meat for 2 weeks? So what if you have to do a bit of sabr? Wallahi, this will be tarbiyah for you and I. That we have done sabr because we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sustainer. مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. If you have true God consciousness and you really fear Allah, then Allah says, who fears Allah, then Allah will make a makhraj for him, an opening for him, and he will sustain him from a place that that person can't even believe. Just last week, one of the students was telling us that her family members in London couldn't find any formula milk for their children. So they had to buy it from Birmingham and take it all the way down to London. And not only that, people hoard and then they make videos of it. La ilaha illallah. You know, subhanAllah, wallahi, you know, these are testing times. These are not times of nafsi. This is time where believers are meant to be the true gold, the pure gold. You're meant to shine. You're meant to spark. You're meant to be a level and notch above everybody else. The Messenger of Allah was once walking with a man. He had never met this man before. Never met this man before. And he's walking with him. And the Prophet ﷺ now breaks a branch. And he breaks that branch into two for the miswak. And one is straight and the other one is crooked. So the Prophet ﷺ gives this man, he gives him the straight one, he keeps the crooked one himself. And this man didn't know the Messenger of Allah. The Messenger of Allah didn't know him. And he asked the Messenger of Allah, he said, "Oh, Messenger of Allah, why did you give me the straight one to keep the crooked one yourself?" He said, "Because إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ سَيُسْعَلُ عَنْ صُحْبَةِ سَعَةٍ." It's a man will be asked from Allah regarding a moment of companionship. And on the day of judgment, I want to tell Allah, I gave you preference over myself. So brothers, you know, sisters, please, please, you know, let's not go with the flock. Let's not be that flock. Let's be a bit exceptional. You know, we had a phone call yesterday. Some of the brothers have started going out and giving food to those who are over 65. And a lady rang yesterday, non-Muslim lady, a pensioner, and she was crying. And she was thanking, and she was making dua for the brothers and sisters who have assisted. So wallahi, you know, this has shown us there are some people within our community, wallahi, who are gold. Who are gold. But unfortunately, on the other hand, it's also shown that they are those who forget about the akhirah, even in the dunya, they nafsi, 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 nafsi. If you got vulnerable people, if you got babies, I understand. But for other than that, go through a bit of hardship. Maybe you will appreciate other people who are in lockdown in the world. Those in Palestine, those in Kashmir, those who don't have food to feed their children. Maybe. But ultimately, whatever you do in times of difficulty shows your steel, shows what you're made of. So we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the ummah. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate this suffering upon humanity. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us amongst those who are pure gold. Barakallahu feekum, jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.